About the Upper Hunter show, which is happening tomorrow and Saturday. And all this week, we've actually been talking about one specific thing that's happening at the show in the pavilion, and this is scones.
Now, this is a very contentious issue because, you know, there's a lot that goes into a scone recipe, and we wanted to find out the technicalities and we wanted to get some advice from the winner of the 2019, so the last Upper Hunter show. She won and took out the best scone in the pavilion. Angela Dawson, how are you going, Angela?
Good, thank you.
Are you busy mixing up scones for this year's show?
Getting ready, getting all my ingredients and ready to make them for tomorrow morning's judging.
Are they secret ingredients?
No, it's the standard CWA recipe.
Okay, so what's in it? What makes a great scone?
It's very simple. It's just flour, milk and cream.
Is there a stirring technique then? What makes it so good? What makes it so fluffy?
Oh, you've got to use your hands.
Oh, really?
Yes, you've got to use your hands and you've got to be gentle.
There's got to be some kind of secret to it. What about the milk? Are you using like a full cream? Is it a local?
A Hunter Bell milk.
Yeah.
Full cream milk, yep, and full fat cream.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Okay, and what do you think, why do you think your recipe came out on top in 2019?
I'd like to say it was my gentle technique, but probably just fluked it.
I don't believe that for a second. You come highly recommended. So does that mean you have to make them the night before or the morning of the judging?
Oh, fresh is best. Yeah, make them fresh in the morning.
And then is that when you bring the tray down to the, everybody's going to be, you're going to be turning heads with the smell of fresh scones. Yum.
Yes, warm scones, yes. Four on a plate and round. So, that's the judging criteria.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
So what are some of the criteria? Are you confident about this year?
Well, I'd like to say maybe, but you never know. So it's four on a plate and they have to be round scones.
And do the judges taste them with jam and cream on top of them?
No, just plain.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Interesting.
And we had this argument yesterday, Angela. I go cream first, then jam, but that's a no-no as far as the CWA is concerned. Is that right?
Well, it depends. So I'm with Dana. I like jam and cream. Yeah, jam first. So then you can spread it all over and then just a cream on top.
A dollop.
It's got to be thick, yes, thick cream.
And do you do strawberry or raspberry jam?
Ooh, raspberry?
Yes, woman after my own heart. We're going to see you at the pavilion Friday and Saturday. Thank you so much for joining us, Angela.
You're welcome. See you there.